This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Bram.
And I'm James Hattori. Coming up, the Seattle Zoo is called culturally insensitive for using Maasai tribesmen as guides at its new African savanna exhibit.
But first, Bush's brain is leaving the building. The president's advisor, Karl Rove, is exiting at the end of August. Joining us to talk about what it all means is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving for our regular Monday chat about politics. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Madeline.
So, seriously, Karl Rove was called the president's political advisor. What exactly did he do?
That's a good question, and I think that it's one historians are going to wrangle over. We know that starting with 1993, he was the chief political architect, as the president called him, the architect, and the boy genius. He was the one who figured out how to go from the mechanics of a campaign to the big picture of a campaign and elevate George W. Bush, who at that time was a not terribly distinguished eldest son of a former president, to a governorship, first of all, in the second largest state in the country by population, and then on to the presidency. That he certainly did. But beyond that, he was also the architect of a different approach to government and of an attempt at creating a permanent Republican majority in the United States.
And how successful was he at creating this permanent Republican majority, given the last elections?
I think Karl Rove would tell you that the jury is still out on the permanence of the Republican majority. He believes the Republicans will be back in control of Congress in 2008 and that they will hold the White House. Now, right now, the polls would not tend to indicate that, but he's correct that the jury is still out and there's a long way to go, and it'll get down to two candidates in 2008. And Karl Rove believes that he could still be vindicated.
Now Rove wanted the president to be, quote, a different kind of Republican in the year 2000, not just a contrast to Clinton, but to have a fresh take on conservatism. And was he that? Was Rove successful in helping the president achieve that?
The George Bush that Karl Rove elected in 2000 was, among other things, someone who was dedicated to widening the party, bringing in more young people, bringing in more Hispanics, even bringing in more African Americans. He also wanted to be seen as the kind of person who could cross the aisle and work with Democrats. But along came 9/11, and that changed everything. And it made it possible for Bush and the Republicans to use the war on terror as a kind of political weapon against the Democrats, and Karl Rove pushed that as well. He saw that as another opportunity for Republicans to widen their base and to become the party of the country in general, so that Democrats would be reduced to pockets of resistance here and there, primarily on the two coasts.
Now, Rove has worked for the president and the Bush family for many, many years, but did he have a larger goal?
I think his larger goal was to change politics in America, and in the sense that William McKinley at the beginning of the last century ushered in a period of conservative hegemony or dominance. In that sense, he believed that Republicans could dominate in the early 21st century, and he was willing to use whatever tools, whether it was widening the party in one direction or widening the party in another direction, and certainly using the tools that were presented to him by the emergency of 9/11 and by then the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, using those tools against the Democrats to isolate them as a weak party, a party that couldn't be strong on national defense.
Now, Rove leaves after several of President Bush's advisors have left. Dan Bartlett was the latest one before Rove. What does this say about the president? Is this a sign of flagging loyalty, a sign of just people saying, you know, I can no longer be with this administration because it's not achieving anything that I want to be a part of?
There have been one or two people, Matt Dowd, who was a major figure in the electoral process in 2004 for the campaign, who have gone out the door with criticism, who have gone out saying, I've lost faith in this president. But that's a very small minority. Most of these people say, no, it's just the calendar. I got to get out there and spend some more time with my family, as they all say. I have to get into the private sector and make a life for myself. It's time. And that's pretty typical in the sixth, seventh, eighth years of an administration. And this is kind of the pivotal time with about 17 months left to go. Wouldn't be surprised to see a few other people go as well.
Do you think he's actually going to spend more time with his family, or is he going to stay in politics and maybe work for one of the Republican candidates?
I think he will be spending more time with his family. His wife has moved down to South Texas, and his son's going to college in San Antonio, so he'll be closer to both of them. But I don't necessarily expect him to be actively part of the campaign for any of the other Republican candidates. Maybe an informal advisor over the telephone, but nothing out in public, not right now.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Madeline.